1,000 strands of hair, untouched by any comb. 100 stray green lights headed far away from home. 10 shiny silver spoons for an empty bowl of soup. 1 irreplaceable soul forever missing from our group. You know, they say this life is unfair. Well, we already knew that. This isn't unfair. This is wicked. And that's just the harsh reality of it. The harsh reality is that no one here in this room will ever see Steph ever again. The harsh reality is that we'll never be able to kiss Steph ever again. The harsh reality is that my parents will never be able to wish their precious gem a good night ever again. The harsh reality is that I will never hear Steph tell me how proud she is of me ever again. Steph was an angel before she was an angel. She was always extremely protective. Protective of her loved ones, of her vulnerabilities, of our feelings, and extremely, extremely protective of her own thoughts. She was also incredibly passionate. Passionate about being a competitor. She loved her sports. She was passionate about her outdoor escapes. Very passionate about finding the best and cheapest bargain money can buy. And very passionate about changing the color of her hair every single day. Boy, if I had a nickel for every time she came home with a new shade of blue hair. Steph's first instinct was to care for others before herself. And these days it's pretty clear to see who's putting on an act. But with Steph, it was truly genuine. So a few years back, Steph had came and visited me in New York City for the holidays. We were headed uptown on the 6th line. I know there's a couple beautiful women in this room who are very familiar with heading uptown on the 6th line. Right before our stop, a man had walked into the train car and he was asking for money. He turned and looked directly at Steph, but this man didn't have any eyes. And it was quite an unsettling look that I won't forget. And I looked at Steph and her face had shown true fear, but it wasn't the kind of fear that she wanted to run and hide from this man. It was the kind of fear that she wanted to help this man. And she saw that he was in need. So she gets out her wallet and tries giving him every single dollar that she has. And just 30 seconds ago, Steph would have fought off a group of grizzly bears for the last penny she had in her wallet. But her caring instincts always kicked in when she saw someone in need. And that was truly who Steph was. In a world with so many responsibilities, so many distractions, and so much to worry about, it's really easy to forget how fortunate we really are. I blinked an eye and I lost my sister. Her absence will forever echo in my heart. It will echo in my mind. It will shape every one of my future thoughts, and it will help color every quiet moment.